coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Bourque. The name Bourque is familiar to many Ontario harness racing fans, from trainer-driver Bill Bourque. And now another Bourque is making a name for himself on a national level as one of two finalists for the Future Star O'Brien Award. Tyler Bourque is his name. Tyler, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks for having me, Norm.
Good to have you with us. We know what got you into harness racing, but tell us about how and when you got started in racing.
Well, actually when I was younger, I was originally with my mom. She had a stable of horses, and I was always around my dad, too, with the horses, but I actually jogged my first horse with my mom's stable, and I had a motorcycle helmet on, and I was going around as fast as I could on the racetrack, and everybody thought it was pretty funny, but and then I just, I was in school, and all throughout high school, I, always wanted to come home and do the horses with my dad and stuff, and ever since then, once I got my grade 12, and I've just been doing horses full-time since then.
So how old were you when you first got on a jog cart?
I'm not 100% sure. I think maybe around 8, 9, 10, 11.
Wow.
I got a bad memory.
That's okay. That's still a young age to get started. Was there a favorite horse that your dad had that sort of got you hooked? Or what really?
Not necessarily. I just think growing up, in the business, and I was hooked from day one. It wasn't a particular horse or anything. It was just horses in general.
Yeah.
And just the lifestyle and just got me hooked.
You're 22. You're up for an O'Brien Award. Has that sunk in yet?
No, not really. Obviously, I'm very, very surprised, and I was very ecstatic when I heard the news. But it'll all sink in, I think, when the day comes.
What has been the reaction of the fellow drivers in the Western Fair driving colony?
Just lots of handshakes and lots of congratulations.
Yeah, the driving colony is a very supportive group for the most part, don't you find?
Regardless, yeah, for sure, yeah.
I've had some amazing stats put in front of me here. In your first 2 years of driving, 2012 and 2013, you won 91 races. In 2014, just last year, you topped both years combined with a 99-win season. What was the turnaround moment in 2014 to give you those numbers?
Just obviously lots of practice and stuff. I find now that the more races you're in, and I've been obviously getting lots of better horses to drive, you know a lot of the horses that you're racing against, and you know what your horse can do, and just knowing the races more, as you get more starts.
Your 2014 numbers also show that you've got more training starts under your belt, while your dad, Bill, had none. Have you taken over the training duties for him?
Yeah, I've took over the training. Dad, he still helps me on the farm, and we still kind of do them together, but for the most part, I've took it pretty well all over.
What was the reason for that, Dad? Just wanted to slow down?
Well, he's 65 now, so I think he's getting his old age pension.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, he deserves it.
He's done work very hard.
What's the best lesson or best advice you think your dad has ever given you?
My dad, he doesn't say a whole lot, but just be level-headed and just keep working and things will come around.
Now, you're doing the training and the driving, as we said. Which do you prefer and why?
Obviously, I like the driving way more. It's just a good rush. It's easier. When you have a stable horse, it's a lot of work to get them to be competitive. They take a lot of time. The driving's obviously a little easier, and it's a lot more fun. But no, I like getting up in the mornings and doing my own horses, and then getting down and going to the track. And that's just the lifestyle I live.
Makes for a full day.
Yep, full day. I don't start really, really early in the morning, but I usually work right until I have to go to the races.
Yeah. Now, I want to go back to 2012 within the context of the fact that you come from a racing family on all sides. And something that was pretty unique that happened in a race you were involved at Hiawatha Horse Park. Can you tell us about that race?
Was it a general manager race, the Dead Heat?
That's the one.
That was really surprising, and I've probably only ever been in one Dead Heat in my career, I think, and it happened to be with my brother. So
your brother being
that was cool.
Robert Sparling Jr. Yeah.
We got a big picture blown up and stuff. Both of us got one that's hanging on our walls. So No, it's definitely a memory for life, that's for sure.
Well, Rob's got a few years on you. What's it like to have your brother in the driver's room along with you?
Oh, he's great. You know, we get along very good.
How many horses do you have in the barn right now? Are they mostly aged or younger stakes horses?
I have 3 2-year-olds, like they just turned two, right? So they're just jogging down. I have 2 3-year-olds now, Stonebridge Score and Boondock. They raced a bit in the Sire Stakes last year. And then I have Wesky. He's an old claimer of mine. And I have another 4-year-old trotting mare.
Do you prefer to work with the younger horses?
Yeah, also I actually have 2 broodmares with 2 weanlings, so okay. I still got them. So we're just trying to raise some young ones, and you know, because obviously the way the business looks now, they're promoting younger horses, so that's kind of what we're trying to do.
That leads me to my next question. Do you have more confidence in the future of Ontario's harness racing industry than you did, for example, this time last year?
Oh, definitely, you know, like that, you know, when all the news came out and stuff, you know, it's running through your head of, you know, what if there is no racing, or, you know, a lot of what ifs, and what would I do? And obviously I'm pretty confident now because things look like they're coming around, so.
Good stuff. What are your plans and goals for 2015?
Just, you know, like, you know, it'd be nice to drive some more stake horses and stuff and get into that aspect of things, but just, you know, I love winning races. I don't care if it's a 3-claimer or a 10-claimer, you know, it's just a rush for me, and just, you know, driving good and getting more trainers to drive for and some better horses and just, you know, trying to improve off last year.
Well, hopefully you'll get a similar rush if your name is called out at the O'Brien Awards. Tyler, thanks for doing this.
Yep, thanks so much, Ron.
Best of luck at the O'Brien.